is three things. On one level, it's the place of Krishna's appearance. At the end of Dwarapa Yuga, Shri Krishna, in his original form, as a cowherd boy, appeared in Braj and imprinted the landscape with his divine lotus feet. Still today, you can go to Braj and see the impressions of his feet in rocks. It was like this, and when Krishna played his flute, the firm substances like rocks began to melt, and as he was standing there, his feet sank into the rocks and left an imprint there. And you can go there and see these footprints. Now, because you are from America, you might say, special deal, footprints of God. Yeah. I can believe it or I cannot believe it. My dear devotees, you must believe it when you see the effects which these footprints of Krishna have on your consciousness. Just like Krishna has a special blessing potency in his lotus eyes, he also places a special potency in his lotus feet. And when his lotus feet touch the earth and the dust or the rocks, that special potency from his lotus feet becomes imprinted in the dust and in the earth. That special potency of Krishna's lotus feet is that they give love. So the dust which is informed with love by Krishna's lotus feet, or the footprints in the rocks which have Krishna's love imprinted in them, are so powerful that if you touch them with your heart, or with your head, then you will also be infected by this love. Therefore, the first rule which devotees observe who come to the sacred dham, where Krishna has set his lotus print, his lotus feet in the earth, the first activity is that they forget all their social roles and they just throw themselves into the dust, and like little children who are powdered in Johnson powder, the devotees are rolling in the dust of Braj to be powdered with the Braj powder, and in this way get love all over their being. So Braj is special because it's the place of Krishna's appearance and wanderings in this world. Braj is also special, and this is the second dimension, because the earthly manifestation of the eternal Vrindavan is the same as the eternal Vrindavan. What I want to express with this is that when Krishna comes down from the transcendental world, he orders Giriraj, Jamuna, and the whole landscape of Vrindavan to appear with him. This is due to Radharani's blessing. Once the demigods came to Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan and said, "My Lord, we come from this universe of the four-headed Brahma. And in this universe, the demon Kamsa rules. Please, he's so powerful. Can you appear and dismiss of him?" And Krishna said, yes. So he said yes. And all of a sudden, he saw next to him, there was Srimati Radhika. And Radharani started to cry and said, "My Lord, I cannot be separated from you." Then Krishna said, "Oh, very simple. You come along with me, of course." And Radharani said, "No. I will only be able to stay where there's Govardhan and Yamuna." Then Krishna triumphantly looked at his beloved land of Vrindavan and said, "Giriraj, have you heard it? Yamunaji, have you heard it? We are going to move to the earth." Srimati Radharani only comes where you are there. So, let's go. So in this way, the whole transcendental world, Radha and the playground of these eternal pastimes came here. My dear devotees, it's all right. I do this many times. Look here. This is lotus flowers, right? Lotus flowers grow in the mud. However, they are not infected by the mud. They come in these beautiful shapes with this beautiful fragrance and grow above the mud. In the same way, although Vrindavan or Goloka Vrindavan comes down to this world and comes into this material place, it always remains like the lotus flower, untouched by the mud-like material atmosphere. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, as a lotus flower always stands in the water, but above the mud, so the land of Vrindavan stands on this earth, but above the earth. Wonderful. So in other words, this earthly Braj, it's called Brajabhumi, is nothing less than the terrestrial manifestation of the transcendental Vrindavan Dham. And when you go to Vrindavan Dham and you get the blessings of the Dham, you obtain a visa there, or a qualification by which you can enter the eternal spiritual Vrindavan Dham. Anyone who dies there, even the cigarette smoking bidi man and the rickshaw waller and the thief and the cheetah, they all go back home, back to Godhead. Yes. You know, when you go to Bosnia, I sincerely invite you to come to the Balkans one time in your life. It's a wonderful place. There in Sarajevo, the capital town of Bosnia, you see the American embassy. It looks like a fortress. It is surrounded by gunmen. It has an iron fence. And when you are so lucky to enter there, it's clear that you have entered American Hoheitsgebiet. What is that in English? Territory. Yes, territory. And the rules of America are very much applying there. And there, when you behave properly and stand very submissively before the counter, you can get your visa for America. Yes. So in Braj also, this little America called the American Embassy is in Bosnia, in the Balkans. Balkans translates as blood and honey, you know, a country of blood and honey. It's an amazing country. You must see this. It's there, but it is territory of America and has roots of America. So in the same way is this Vrindavan to be seen. It is a little minuscule projection of the eternal Braj. And when you live there and touch the lotus dust, or the dust which has been informed with love of Godhead by Lord Krishna's lotus feet, you get the transformational experience and you become qualified to go to Vrindavan. The scriptures always describe that in this world there are these holy dharms which are not in this world. For instance, the Brahmana Markandeya. He was cursed to never die, and when the times of dissolution of the universe came, my dear devotees, he was swimming in the waters, being battled forth, back and forth by the tsunami waves which were there. But he could not die. So in his misery, he screamed out, "Is there help? Is there no help?" And all of a sudden, he sees a fluorescent shine, and he moves towards it, and he sees a banyan tree, and on the banyan tree, a little boy who smiles at him, and he understands this is Gopal Krishna, and the area where he is the eternal Vrindavan, which is in this world but never affected by this world. The exalted Brahmana watched with amazement how that infant boy took his foot, brought it into his mouth, and began to suckle on the toe. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in this connection that Krishna wondered, so many devotees are hankering for the nectar from my lotus feet. My feet must be sweet. Something must be there. Therefore, let me personally experience this nectar so that I know. So you can see by this and other descriptions in the Shastras that the transcendental dharma, the place where the Lord lives, is always transcendental. However, your vision may not be transcendental. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur addressed this with his disciples. They were on a morning walk in another dham, Mayapur dham, and you may know in the morning times the Indian roads are fragrant with the smell of the people who have there an open air restroom. You know, it's everywhere they're sitting, they joyfully discuss things with their neighbor for better digestion and better, you know, bowel movement. They smoke their bidis maybe, and it's a joyful social community affair. And the fragrance is everywhere. So the disciples went with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and they said, "Oh, Guru Maharaji, oh, it smells very human here, a very human smell." But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, "No, I smell champak flowers. This is the holy dharma. It's transcendental. There's only a thin covering." And my dear devotees, if you learn to purify your eyes, then you will overcome the culture shock when you enter the open restroom in the holy dharma. You will overcome that external vision and you will be able to access the potency of the holy dharma. What is the effect of residing in the holy dharma? What is the potency? Why do we always praise it so much? Well, one answer you already know. There is the Adibhautika level, the Adiyatmika level, and the Adidevika level. I refer you to one of the earlier lessons where this was explained. I will not explain it again here. When you contact the Adrishta, the spiritual dimension of the Holy Dham, you will also contact the Holy Dham yourself. There is a verse which says, "Oh, the splendor of Vrindavan's forest, which is made beautiful by being situated on the banks of the Yamuna. Oh, that Vrindavan forest where the buzzing bees take shelter of newly blooming kadamba trees. This forest is decorated with unlimited sweetness, and it produces an extraordinary state of bhava in my mind." So the Holy Dham breaks through. This is the description of the eternal Holy Dham. When you are in Vrindavan, your day may look like this. You may go out of Krishna Balaram temple and you think, "Oh, so much dust is on the road and there is no air condition like in Florida." You go to Loi Bazaar and you try to buy dhotis and saris at a decent price, but you are totally cheated because everyone understands you are from America. Where is the bliss which we heard about in Sachinandan Swami's seminar, you will ask? It's a land of frustration for a noble American devotee. And you may go further because you are hot and say, "Let us at least cool a little bit off," and you will go to the banks of the river Jamuna. And as you sit there, still on the mental platform, all of a sudden you will experience what expert Dham theologists call the breakthrough of the Dham. You will all of a sudden smell a sweet fragrance which you cannot explain where it comes from. You will sit before the Jamuna and you have heard, this Jamuna, it is highly polluted, and you are, but all of a sudden you smell a different fragrance. All of a sudden you look at the Jamuna and you understand, here's where my Lord Krishna bathes. And as you look at the Jamuna, you see a fish jumping out in your direction, seeming to confirm, "Yes, yes, it's here, you're on the right path." Then you see the parrots coming home, making their twitter, not like on the computer, but the parrot twitter. And all of a sudden, you feel, let me sing something to Jamuna. And you sing the Hare Krishna mantra, although usually you never sing. And all of a sudden, something begins to touch your heart, which Rupa Goswami describes here. An extraordinary state of bhava, means of love, touches your heart. And Jiva Goswami is quick to comment, this bhava is bhava which is directed towards Krishna. Love of Krishna enters your heart and you do not know what happened. What has happened is that you have somehow moved from the Drishtaman Dham, the Dham which your physical eyes can see and your physical nose can smell. You have moved suddenly to the Adrishta, to the invisible Dham, and you have in this way come from the external space to the inner space. You have reached the temple of the heart. You have a genuine spiritual experience which you cannot forget, even if you try. This experience will stay with you, and it will be there in your last hour when you leave your mortal frame, you will see that experience, you will see the Yamuna, and you will feel Yamuna Devi carries you back home, back to Godhead. The Adrishta, the Adidevika, the transcendental dimension of the Dham. However, this only works if you are very careful to avoid offenses. I have one devotee friend, I will not say even from what country, because I really wish that this remains confident, that no one spots him. This devotee friend was being driven by a rickshaw wala from Radharaman temple to Krishna Balaram temple. He had agreed on a price of 15 rupees. That was a little long ago. I think now we have to pay more, Gaurahari. A little more, 17, 18 rupees. So, although they had agreed on the price of 15 rupees, the rickshaw wala said 30 rupees. And he gives a reason which is not logical for a Western mind. You know, there was an extra monkey on the road or something. So my friend explodes. 15 rupees. The rickshaw wala gets tough. 30 rupees. And it escalates. And then my friend did the terrible mistake, which I beg you, you have to avoid. He took his Australian fist and he punched the rickshaw wala in the face. A thin trail of blood came out of the nose of the rickshaw wala. My friend realizes what he has done. And he begs forgiveness. But the rickshaw driver takes his rickshaw and turns around and moves away. My friend puts a 100 rupee note on the seat. The rickshaw wala turns around and just washes the 100 rupee note down. He puts a 200 rupee note down, a 500 rupee note down, a 1,000 rupee note down. All of them fly in the dust. From that moment on, my friend had the most terrible life you can imagine. He had to leave Vrindavan, he got sick. For 10 years he went through hell. His wife divorced him, his lucrative business failed him, the devotees disliked him. 10 long years he had to crawl on his belly, begging for forgiveness. Because this is the one thing Krishna does not appreciate: offenses against the residents in Vrindavan. Better you pay your 15 extra rupee and you say, you laugh about it. Yes, I'm from a different country. Let them have their poor people. Never engage in argument. Oh, it's terrible if you do that. Most of you want to go to Vrindavan, but some of you, I learned today, don't want to go to Vrindavan. Some of you can't also go to Vrindavan. What if for some reason you can't reside in the Holy Dham? Listen to this, my dear devotees. Go mentally there. Go in your mind. And this we will soon do. Prabhupada says, if we are unable to reside in Vrindavan physically, we should reside there in our minds. And Prabodhananda Sarasvati says, perform your worldly dealings with humility. Turn your face towards Vrindavan and offer repeated obeisances with love and devotion. Then pray, O Queen of the forest of Vrindavan, just be merciful to your unfortunate servant. Run, 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 run in your minds, my dear devotees, to Vrindavan as often as possible. There, even if you only go there in your mind will be infected or influenced, I wanted to say, with love for the cowherd boy of Vrindavan. Everything will come to you by the mercy of the dust of Vrindavan. Therefore, we will now go on a journey of a very special place in Vrindavan. It is the area where the Queen of Vrindavan resides. Who is the Queen of Vrindavan? Radhe, Radhe. It's Vasana Dham. As you go with us on this parikrama, three tips are there for you. Sing in a humble state of mind when it's time to sing. Pay obeisances to all the moving and non-moving entities and things. And pray. Pray like as if your life depends on it for the mercy of Radha and Krishna. You will play Medanga? Is there a good karata player, Kish, whom you can recommend? A karata player? Okay. Can you please come here because we need a music band? Kish, you will play. Yeah. It's good if the music band is all together. Medanga Vola, please sit there. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. The two are non-different. Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, as you can see, but for pastimes they have separated. To Radha, Shrimati Radharani ki, and Krishna. Now the Radharani is the sole proprietor of the forest of Vrindavan, and her capital is Vasana. What we will do now is Pada Sevanam, which is one of the items of devotional service. Prabhu, you have a very nice head, but it is at the moment not required to be visible. Yes, we are in the Hare Krishna temple, that happens. We will do parikrama with our feet. We will move around that about 5 kilometer long parikrama path of Vrindavan, of Vasana. We will sing the glories of Radha and Krishna all the while, stopping from time to time at holy places. It's early in the morning and we climb the staircase up to enter the temple of the darling of Vasana. In the morning you find here devotees from the village who sing the glories of Radhe Syam, Radhe Syam, Syam Syam, Radhe Radhe. One party comes from Vasana, the other from Shitsoli, because they want to be there for the Mangal Arati. It's very nice to walk with these villagers. This is a steep staircase, and every morning you find one devotee bringing bathing water from Shrimati Radharani up these stairs. Then you enter into the temple. Watch the arati. And then sit in the temple like these devotees. Pray to Radharani or read the newspaper. Hare Krishna. Look at this elderly lady. She's a devotee of Radha. And look at the paintings, which remind you of the exquisite loving exchange between Radha and Krishna. You will see the whole of Krishna Leela painted in the temple of Vasana. In this golden box, Shrimati Lalita Sakhi keeps the tambula which she offers to the divine couple. And when you look from the balcony down into the village which is still asleep, you can see the different lights everywhere. This color means Brahmanas live there, bluish color. So we will start early in the morning when the sun is not yet up and the village is asleep with our parikrama. We will go down the steps of Vasana and we will walk through the awakening town with kirtan. Please join in the kirtan. Jai Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava. When Brahma asked Krishna what service he could do, Krishna said, take your four heads and become the four hills of Vasana so that Radharani has a place to put her lotus feet. Please sing. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Sri Govinda Gopinata Madana Mohan.
Sri Govinda Gopinata Madana
Mohan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
5 rupees, 5 rupees only, 5 rupees.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare, Krishna Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reached sanctuary core. It's a place which for some is almost like a dimensional gate, you know, a gate where you pass through another dimension. You have to ideally go barefoot and just negotiate your path through two of Brahma's heads or through two mountains. Here a particular leela took place. Once the beautiful gopis came with pots of butter and yogurt, and Krishna stopped them demanding his toll, and then the yogurt spilled over and made white spots. This is how it happens. Radha came with these wonderful pots of butter and Krishna stopped her. Stop! I'm the toll collector of Vrindavan. Oh, said Lalita, son of Maharaj Nanda, you take big statements into a small mouth. Who gave you the right to be the toll collector? Krishna said, I don't need the right, I'm Bhagavan. I carried the hill Govardhan. Ah, said Lalita, who is very sharp, Tom. But who gave you the strength? It was our milk and butter which you stole. And then which built good muscular mass in you. And it's because you are a thief, you want to be a greater thief. This is too much. So Krishna then drew his stick. As you say in the English language, he drew the line. He said, this is too much. You will not be able to pass this fine line. And in great agitation, he took the stick, hit the clay pot filled with butter, and everything spilled. You can see still with the eyes of faith the butter and the white yogurt here. Do you see the white spots? Maybe you have to look with the eyes of faith and then you will see. Still today, a discussion is often raging between the seat of Radha and the seat of Krishna, which is filled by Radha and Krishna respectively. Who is actually the owner of Vrindavan and who can demand taxes or not? As I said, as you listen to these leelas at these pastimes places, reality shifts, moves, like in this picture, and you come into the non-material reality of Vrindavan. You enter that land of love, especially here where you in Krishna Kund, where you hear so often about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. All devotees stop and they will tell about Radha and Krishna, and especially about the glories of Radha. My dear devotees, who can ever jump into the ocean of Krishna consciousness or Syam Ras without walking on the path which Radha has passed, without talking to the confidential devotees of Radha? Only someone who goes and takes shelter of Radha can jump into the ocean of Krishna Rasa and not come out. Yes. May we all one day absorb ourselves, submerge ourselves, dive deep into this ocean of transcendental happiness. We continue through this tunnel. We see this sadhu. See, this sadhu is a good example. He is like the guru who feeds his disciples the food which they can digest. But often the disciple wants more. And sometimes he wants to steal the property. In this picture, a minute later, this poor sadhu's bag was sprayed all over because this Al Capone amongst the monkeys was just stealing. You can never, when you enter the land of Vrindavan, steal knowledge, steal advancement. Only when you are very submissive can you get it. Anyways, Krishna had gone a step too far. He had heard Radharani and the gopis, and Radha went up this hill and took shelter in a cave where she went into a state of man. Here is the beautiful Man Mandir now. I counted the steps once. I think, Radhaji Ivan, do you remember how many steps? It was a lot. 350 steps you have to go up. And Krishna was going up here and he was meeting at every step a gopi. And he said, can you convert the mind of Radha? She's rejecting me and I do not know what to do. The land of Vrindavan is of no meaning for me without the pleasure of Radha. Finally he came here and Lalita met him and said, Syam, this time you went too far. You broke the yogurt pot when you didn't get your text. You have to please Radharani. Change your form. Radha will have nothing to do with your black form. She has given away all her black saris. She has given away her shalagam shilas. She has ordered that the black tamal trees are painted white. But what does she do when she looks up? Said Krishna. There's a blue sky. And then she will be reminded of me. Our Sakhi is very intelligent, said Lalita. She only goes out with a white umbrella so that she doesn't even see the blue sky which reminds her of you. This is in how much disgrace you have fallen by your activities of stealing. Go from here and do something intelligent. So Krishna, crying tears, went down from the steps of Man Mandir. You can see Radha has nothing to do with him. She has rejected him. And Krishna went here through this valley and up this hill to what is called Morkutir. And there, in great desperation, he decided, what's the use of me being God? I become a peacock. And he turned into a peacock and danced in order to draw the attention of the Sakis on the opposite hill. Lalita came and said, Radhe, there is a peacock. I will not look at peacocks, said Radha, because their bluish neck reminds me of that rogue Krishna. No, said Lalita, no need to feel like that. There are also green peacock feathers. No, you just see this peacock. Meanwhile, Krishna was dancing so nicely in the peacock, in the, as a divine peacock. When Radha saw the funny dancing of Krishna, which was made in such a way that she would laugh, she said, let's see that peacock. And as she went over to the other hill, that peacock transformed before her eyes into the beautiful Krishna. You must agree, this very beautiful Krishna. And flapped his wings. And then Radhika was just totally won over. She also danced with Krishna in the peacock outfit, and they danced very nicely ever since, until Krishna does the next thing. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Si Radhe. Sing now, please. Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Si Radhe. Krishna, 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 Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Your parikrama is completed. We have started here in this lovely Lal Mandir, gone down the steps, remember, gone through the village, and then we have gone through the forest and have reached the back part and the back entrance to the Mandir. There is an Archman pot to purify yourself, and a garland which you can now take if you want and bring for Radharani by passing through. So we are walking here, see where the dot is, but all of a sudden we see a boy. Stop, he says. Do you think you are qualified to offer a garland to my beloved? Do you really think you have love in your heart? I will not allow you to pass before you drink from the cup of love. And as we look at the boy, he's very serious. Our gaze wanders up, and there's a inscription on the wall. Why we love Krishna, we don't know. All we know is we cannot leave Braj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare it's evening. On the foothills of the hills, there is one mandir called the Ras Mandir, where devotees gather each evening. Sometimes there are festivals, and the beautiful deities are worshipped with arati. A wonderful sadhu, very open-hearted, lives in Man Mandir, Sri Ramesh Baba, and he orchestrates each evening a dance where the devotees chant the holy names. Chanting the holy name with affection, that is the highlight of Sankirtan. There are sometimes also Leela performances which you can attend, where it seems that Radha and Krishna become manifested in the pastimes. And there is a dance where you can swirl, and where it's very energetic. They let us sing.
Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. 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 Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 Shri Radhe. Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Night has fallen over Vasana, and this is the best time to do parikrama. Look how the desire trees shine in the moonlight. If you go, you will see the land is enchanted. Mokotir looks resplendent. Everywhere you feel the presence of Srimati Radharani. It's in the air. Every leaf in the forest seems to whisper Radhe, Radhe. At that time, when there are no people around, You can think of the one relationship, the one neglected relationship, the relationship to Radha and Krishna. In the scriptures it is said, leave the world of Maya, go on and cross the Viraja, the separating river which separates the mundane from the spiritual world. Go through the Brahman even. Leave the Vaikuntha worlds behind. And you will come to a golden lotus. That is Vrindavan. Pray, pray for entry in that divine land. Move on, O soul. Do not become disturbed by the challenges on the way. There, in a palace of gold, where there is a desire-fulfilling tree, where the Yamuna flows, on a throne of jewels, you will find the divine couple. Go there, to that land where every step is a dance, and where you will be able to always hear the sound of the flute. Here it's stolen by Radharani. In that land, there is the fulfillment which your soul hankers after. It's a land which you can reach by walking the path of transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jai Ho, Jai Ho, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jeho, Jeho. Krishna. We can leave the light because I want to complete the evening with a wonderful meditation, and I request our musical orchestra, Janavi and maybe Kish.
Here is your orchestra, Janavi.
To get ready. My dear devotees, we all may appreciate these facets or remembrance of Braj. We all may desire to even go there, but we, not all of us can go there, and not all of us can imagine to even stay there. We seem to not have gotten an invitation. But my dear devotees, the power of Vrindavan is such that even if you only think of it, please concentrate, even if you only think of it, you will live there. Prabhupada once said on Path of Perfection, he wrote, although I may be in New York, in an apartment, my consciousness is in Vrindavan, and this is as good as being there. My dear devotees, if you touch Vrindavan only with your mind, like you have done now, you have thought about Vrindavan, then already a transcendental effect is there. We can all perceive this effect in the room. Something has changed. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had a disciple called Swami Sadananda. He was a professor from Leipzig. Leipzig means Germany. And he was a great student of Sanskrit and the scriptures. And once he wrote a very interesting letter about staying in Vrindavan in one's mind. At that time, the good professor, who had become a brahmachari, lived in the slums of Horad with the very poor people. He was poor, but he was not needing money. He was a scholar. He wrote, as you can see from my address, I'm still living in the slums of Howrah. It is my experience that change of environment and place have no bearing on our real love for Krishna. We often think change of place or living at a so-called holy place can help us in some way, but that is quite wrong. The realm of God is not limited to a certain place. It is everywhere. Only we do not see it. So devotee who can see Vrindavan by thinking of Vrindavan, by chanting Hare Krishna, by going into his sacred space, can live in Vrindavan always. It is not so difficult. I would like you now, like now all of you, to do what the good professor did in the slums of Calcutta, he went in his mind to Vrindavan. He didn't think changing the external place is the real solution. Changing the consciousness or entering in that Vrindavan in the heart is the process. So I really request you now to sit tall. Sit tall means the idea is your spine should be like a broomstick. And I will now bring you to Vrindavan, hopefully, with my Vrindavan orchestra in the background. Who of you has visited the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan? Let me ask you another question. Who has visited the Radha Raman temple? Or equally as many. So we will go in the Radha Raman temple. Let's go to a place which is very peaceful. Krishna Balaram temple, there's so many pilgrims are coming from morning till evening, which is wonderful. But we have escaped to a little temple in Vrindavan. And we sit there for meditation. Please just do a few deep inhales and exhales. You can deepen your inhale by just lengthening your exhale. Get all the air out. It's anyways used up and not valuable. Just so when you're ready, please close your eyes and let a beautiful ancient temple appear in your inner vision. Try to give up your anattas and attachments for a moment. Give up envy of other people. Just be in the temple. Breathe in the peaceful atmosphere. And breathe out whatever stress coming from attachment and anattas is still there. You can now turn and look towards the altar.
Can you tell the pujari to not ring the bell?
I will read a text to you which will bring you to the transcendental world where Radha Syam Sunda reside. Leave behind the world of the different planetary systems. Cross even that separating river which separates the material from the spiritual world. Go through the effulgence of the Brahman. In that effulgence of the Brahman is an indescribable, sweet, golden effulgence. There's the transcendental land of Vrindavan. And there, under a canopy, is the transcendental couple of Shishi Radha Syam Sunda. There's a Kalpa Vriksha tree, and there is a beautiful gopi offering an aratik to Radha Syam Sunda. Now connect to the divine couple through chanting their holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you.
Please all raise your hands and sing in one voice.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha. Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Jaya Radha, 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 Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Oh, Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe,
Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, in conclusion, I would like to thank you very, very much that you were willing to enter the plane or the Vimana, which to Vasana. I think you have all experienced by just becoming mindful of Vrindavan Dham. There's so much power, so much attraction, so much gratitude and love coming in the heart. I realize that we have many children who belong to bed now, but I just want to say, tomorrow we will have an extraordinary program of a 12-hour kirtan. I personally request you or recommend to you to spend as much as possible time within this 24-hour kirtan. Not 24-hour, 12-hour kirtan. I believe that during this kirtan, the insights which we have gained from these scriptures about the temple of the heart will come to life, and the presence which you need to have in order to progress, maybe subtle hints, maybe the birth of new inclinations and desires, maybe the wind of blessings even, they will all come to you during this 12-hour kirtan. Now, I do know that for most of us, 12 hours is a sacrifice which is a few yajna numbers too big, so to say. I recommend that those who live in the community come for the morning session. We always have like something like 4 hours, and then in the evening you do 4 hours, and in between you have your eating, sleeping, what else do we do? Car driving, emailing, and so on. In Chen, yes, Japa and all. But for sure, I request you to all come from 6 o'clock in the evening to 10 o'clock. This is 4 hours, and I think you will also get a lot during these 4 hours. It's nice when we sing together and when we absorb ourselves together in the holy name. At that time, Krishna becomes attracted, really. Once Narada Muni asked Krishna, "Krishna, where is your permanent address?" Narada Muni knew that Krishna would sometimes appear here and then disappear there. He had different incarnations. So Krishna, where is your permanent address? Now, Krishna didn't say, "My email address is this. You can always reach me there." No, he said, "I'm not in Vaikuntha. I'm not in the heart of the mystic yogis. I'm not there. I can be found always where my devotees come together and sing my holy name. Mat bhakta yatra ghayanti tatratishtami Narada. Where my bhaktas come together and sing, there, O Narada Muni, there I can be found." So this was the Temple of the Heart seminar. Congratulations, you all made it. No one was, giving up. You kindly come tomorrow and collect your keys at the Sankirtan Yajna, which starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes up till 10 o'clock in the evening. So whenever you can make it, then you come. 10 o'clock in the evening, yeah? Oh, 9:30. 9:30 is because you always come late. So come at 9:30. I know you. Hare Krishna.